I'm Alex.
And I'm Evan. And welcome to Game Reviews with Alex and Evan.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about the popular game Pokemon Sword and Shield. This is our second episode. So we're going to be going over the DLC and some changes from this game to past Pokemon games. Let's start off with the first part of the DLC, the Isle of Armor.
The Isle of Armor is an island off the coast of Galar. It has a very resort-like feel with tons of tropical Pokemon, like Galarian Slowpoke, Alolan Exeggutor, and Lillian.
When you first arrive in this resort-like area, you're going to meet your rival. If you picked Pokemon Sword, you're going to fight Clara. But if you picked Pokemon Shield, you're going to fight Avery. They have two different types of Pokemon. For example, Clara uses poison types, while Avery uses psychic types. But their main Pokemon is the same, the Slowpoke line, because the Galarian form is poison and psychic, so it fits for both of them.
After talking to them, you'll have a short battle. Then, after the short battle, they'll realize how powerful you are, and they get incredibly jealous. So they tell you not to go to the dojo.
But you don't have to listen to them. So you go straight to the dojo and knock on the door. There, you'll meet Master Mustard. Master Mustard was a previous champion of Galar, and he even trained Leon, the undefeated champion, until you came around.
After going to Mustard, he will give you a set of trials to complete. The first one involves his specially bred, super-fast Galarian Slowpoke. You'll have to chase them around the large island of the Isle of Armor, and you have to beat them in battle to get the dojo clothes back.
The second trial is finding Max Mushrooms. Max Mushrooms you can find scattered in caves across the Isle of Armor. But it's not just to complete the trials that you collect these. They're also pretty useful, because you can use three of them to make a Max Soup, which can change your Pokemon into a Gigantamax Pokemon, if it has a Gigantamax form. This is particularly useful on the starter Pokemon, because when they get to their final evolution, they can become Gigantamax. But your starter will not be Gigantamax automatically. You're going to need the Isle of Armor for that.
In the third trial, Mustard will have you fight your rival in a Dynamax battle. When you undoubtedly defeat her, he will give you another set of trials to complete.
And this set of trials is all based around the legendary Pokemon Kubfu. After being your rival, you'll get this Pokemon from Master Mustard, and he'll tell you to go complete these trials to unlock its full potential.
Once you get Kubfu to level 70, you will be able to access the Water and Dark Towers. If you're having trouble with these towers, I recommend doing the Dark Tower, because fighting is super effective against Dark. But the Water Tower is better, because Water Fighting is a better typing than Dark Fighting.
You might be confused by that, but it's because Kubfu is a fighting type, so it can do really well against these Dark types. But don't think you have an easy way and you can go there right away. These are still super challenging, so you're going to have to level Kubfu up to level 70 before you take them on. Like we said, Dark is easier, but Water has a higher end reward, because the end reward of these towers is evolving your Kubfu. Once you get to the top, you'll meet Master Mustard there, and he'll throw off his dojo uniform, put on his battle uniform, and you'll have an epic battle, his Kubfu against yours. The best strategy for this is to use a Rocky Helmet and counter, because his Kubfu will usually use Aerial Ace, which is a flying type move, so it's super effective against you. But the Rocky Helmet item makes him take a tad of damage because he made contact with you. And he has a Focus Sash, which can prevent him from dying if he's at full HP, but now that's gone. And then your counter is sure to destroy them, so that's a little chit bit for you.
Upon beating Master Mustard, you'll find a scroll in the back of the room. Master Mustard will urge you to read it, and then, upon reading it, Kubfu will evolve into Urshifu of that particular type. If you chose the Water Tower, it'll evolve into Multi-Strike Urshifu. But if you chose the Dark Tower, it'll evolve into Single-Strike Urshifu.
After beating this so-and-so last trial, Master Mustard will inform you that you can Gigantamax your Urshifu. But Urshifu really doesn't like the taste of Max Mushrooms, so you're going to have to find something tasty and sticky to suit its needs.
After trying different sources of sticky, tasty things, such as nectar and sap, you'll arrive on the conclusion that it wants honey, but not just any honey. It wants Max Honey. There's this particular island on which a tree stands. On this island with the tree, you'll find a Dynamax Espequin, which you'll challenge to battle.
My recommendation for this battle is to not use your Urshifu, because Vespequen is a flying and bug type, so fighting can barely touch it. I recommend switching to one of your other party members to make the battle a lot easier. But if you want to go for the true feel like the developers intended, stick with your Urshifu, but let me tell you, it's a challenge. After beating this Vespequen, you'll get your max honey, and then in combination with 3 max mushrooms, you'll be able to get special max soup that works for Urshifu. Once you get with that, you'll get Gigantamax Urshifu. So whenever you Dynamax it, it's not just regular, it's Gigantamax.
You'll know what that means if you watched our last episode.
Isle of Armor has a pretty lackluster story, and it's pretty quick to complete if you know what you're doing. But the main idea of Isle of Armor is the exploration. There are a crazy amount of things to do here, and you could get lost playing for hours and hours. Now we're going on to the second half of the DLC, the Crown Tundra. This is more focused on the story, and the exploration is still there, but not as much.
This DLC is much larger than the Isle of Armor, and the Crown Tundra is on the bottom of Galar. Upon entering the Crown Tundra, you'll meet Peony and his daughter, Fiona. Peony and Fiona will be having a large battle over whether or not Fiona should go to the Dynamax lair with Peony. Fiona wants to go alone, and she'll ask you to back you up. But instead of backing her up, you just sort of battle Peony. After you win, Peony will be quite impressed, since he used to be a former gym leader.
In this time that you had your battle, Fiona snuck away to the Max Lair. So, you and Peony go to follow her. Once you get there, you find out Fiona has already went into the Max Lair, and you and Peony go running after her. But Fiona goes head first without any partners, which isn't the best idea. So he kind of flops there. But you go in with a bunch of computer friends. Not real life players yet, but you will unlock that ability later. And you find Fiona at the end of the Dynamax adventure. And you might be confused, but now we're going to tell you what a Dynamax adventure really is.
A Dynamax adventure is a series of battles against Dynamax Pokemon that you take with 3 other partners as usual. They can be CPU or real, just like in normal Max Raid battles, but in Dynamax Adventures, you fight a series of Pokemon. It'll tell you the type of Pokemon, but not which Pokemon it is. And after beating 3 powerful Pokemon, you'll fight a legendary Pokemon.
But to make this even harder, you don't get to use your own Pokemon. You have to use some rental Pokemon, because the Dynamax radiation in there is so high, regular Pokemon can't stand it. So you have to use specially trained Pokemon to resist that Dynamax energy.
Another side note, instead of the shiny odds in the Dynamax Adventures being 1 in 4,016, they'll be only 1 in 300, which is incredibly high in terms of shiny Pokemon.
And with the shiny charm, you use it until 1 in 100. But you might think that's too good to be true. And it is, because you can only get 4 encounters per every one if you catch every Pokemon. And there's a 100% catch rate, so there's no way you'll lose out on this Dynamax Pokemon. But you only get to keep one, so the worst thing to happen to you is get 2 shinies. But it's pretty lucky, because you get to see all 4 and pick one if it's shiny. But if it's not, you'll just pick whichever Pokemon you want the most.
After you're done with the Dynamax Adventures, Peony will take you to the house that he's living in. It's a sort of exploration shack, where he'll give you 3 notes, or 3 separate quests, to catch different types of legendary Pokemon.
The first one is about 3 giants, who you later learn to be Registeel, Regice, and Regirock. There's also Trio of Birds, which are Galarian Articuno, Galarian Moltres, and Galarian Zapdos. These are the only legendaries to have a special form based on their region. And it's crazy cool to see these legendary Pokemon remade.
So, the final quest is the largest one. You'll have to capture the brand new Pokemon Calyrex. It is a new legendary Pokemon that is a psychic grass type, and it has a huge storyline. First, you'll have to repair its statue, and then it'll challenge you to a battle. After you beat it, Calyrex will realize you are quite strong, so it will try to communicate with you by taking control of Peony's body and mouth. Then he'll send you on a quest to find his horse.
His horse has abandoned him because his power is weakened by so much. Through the storyline, you'll learn that you're able to choose between two horses. First is Spectre, which is a ghost-type horse, and it's really fast and has lots of attacking potential. The other one is Glacier, which is an ice-type horse. It's really slow, but its attacks and defense is off the charts. After you complete a few quests relating to this, you'll be able to get magical carrots. Then you'll be able to go to a graveyard garden or atop of an ice mountain garden. And I think you can guess what horse appears at which. After Calyrex uses magic powers to grow these carrots, his steed will appear. The steed will run, grab the carrots, and start running around the whole Crown Tundra and bringing terror to all the towns. So you're going to have to go and stop it.
Then you'll have to make the Reins of Unity. After you make the Reins of Unity, you'll have to go to the very top of a snowy mountain with a large castle on it, where Calyrex lives. Inside, you'll find two baskets. You'll place the carrot of your choice in one of the baskets, and then the carrot will lure the horse over to the castle. Calyrex will then use the Reins of Unity to take control of the horse, and then, upon achieving this, will challenge you to a battle once and for all.
In this battle, you'll be able to catch Calyrex, so make sure to not knock it out, because you probably want it on your team, because it's incredibly powerful. The other two storylines for this game aren't really that in-depth. The Regi line, you're going to have to go to each Regi temple and complete a little puzzle. For example, if you go to the Regi Ice Temple, on the door will be inscribed something along the lines of "Come to the door with the living snowflake." A little cheat here is that that puzzle means you have to get a Cryogonal, which is a snowflake Pokemon, to follow you to the door. Catch it and then use the option for it to be out of its Pokeball and follow you around, and then the door will open. I'm not going to spoil the other puzzles because they're pretty fun. After you catch the first three old legendaries, you'll be shown with a new temple for some new legendaries. These legendaries will be Regidrago and Regieleki. Regieleki is an electric type Regi who's super fast and has high special attack. Regidrago is almost the opposite. Low speed, but lots of attack in both stats. But you only get to pick one, so pick wisely.
The final quest is where you have to go to the Great Bird Tree to capture Galarian Articuno, Galarian Zapdos, and Galarian Moltres. Upon reaching this tree, you will find all three birds fighting over fruit. Upon seeing you, they will all run away and go to different sections of Galar. Galarian Articuno will fly away to the peaks of Crown Tundra. Galarian Zapdos will run around the hills of the wild area in Galar. And Galarian Moltres will fly around the Isle of Armor.
Before you try to catch these Pokemon, I recommend being really prepared. Because, for example, in total, it took me about 1 million Pokecoins worth of Ultra Balls to catch Zapdos. But sometimes it can be the other ones that give you trouble, because the other Pokemon, like Moltres and Articuno, I caught with ease. But my friend Evan here spent 5 hours of his life trying to catch Moltres when I caught it in my second ball.
Speaking of which, I also happened to catch Galarian Zapdos in a single quick ball. Speaking of which, let's talk about Alex's fun with Galarian Articuno.
But you might have a different experience. For example, it might be hard for you to catch Articuno. Well, Zapdos is easy. But still, be prepared, because they have low catch rates, and also they're extremely powerful, so they can wipe your team in no time. Crown Tundra is pretty amazing. But now we're going to talk about changes from older Pokemon games to this one. The biggest one is probably HM changes.
HMs were discs that would allow you to use Pokemon moves in the real world when you're not in battle. With these moves, you are able to do things like cut down trees and break small rocks.
This move to fly around is Fly, and the move to break rocks is Rock Smash, because you can't really break through these rocks without help from a move. Most people didn't like these moves, though, because they were kind of a waste of a move slot, because they weren't really useful in battle. But speaking of breakthroughs, let's talk about our sponsor. Production support for this podcast has been provided by Inside the Breakthrough. Inside the Breakthrough is a new podcast series that tells stories from the history of science. Evan, you've had a chance to listen to it. What did you think?
I thought that this was an incredibly good podcast. And I think that if you're enjoying this one, you should definitely go check that other one out.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Because even though I'm more of a video game stuff, this ancient science is pretty interesting. You can search for Inside the Breakthrough in whatever podcast app you're using right now. Now, back to our show. As we said, most people didn't like HMs because they were kind of a waste of a moveset in battle.
So HMs were unfortunately, or fortunately, if you depending on how you look at it, removed. Another change is Ultra Shiny Pokemon. In Gen 8, which is Pokemon Sword and Shield, there are two types of Shiny Pokemon instead of one. Normal Shiny Pokemon, which have a 1 in 4,016 chance, and Ultra Shiny Pokemon, which have a whopping 1 in 62,000 chance of appearing. These Pokemon are meant for the people who are clinically insane.
Because if you're trying to find one of these, you might as well just throw about a month down the drain.
5 years!
And really, I don't think it's worth it, because there's not really that much of a noticeable difference. Well, this has been a jam-full episode with lots of information. Same as the last one on Pokemon. So, you can probably tell with two episodes, we really like this game, and I'm no exception. So I would give it a 9.2 out of 10.
I really like how Game Freak decided to expand upon the original game by adding DLC, but the graphics do have a lot to be worked on, so I'll just give it an 8 out of 10. A solid game, but could use a few improvements.
Well, we've had lots of fun making these episodes, but this is the end of Season 1. So we hope to see you in Season 2, where we're going to be reviewing a few new games, not just some Nintendo Switch games. But don't worry, if you like our Nintendo Switch content, we'll have more of that too. See ya!
Okay, bye!